Proverbs 1:32 says that fools are destroyed by their own complacency. I don't know if we realize it or not, but complacency is such a silent killer. But the thing is, in order for us to even understand what that means, we have to know what complacency means. And so complacency is defined as the feeling of being secure or satisfied with one state, while unaware of the potential dangers around us. How I like to put it is complacency is being satisfied with mediocrity. So it's being satisfied with being stagnant, right? Where stagnant water is foul water. It's water that's still. There's no water going in, no water going out. There's no growth. There's no movement happening. That is complacency. Complacency stunts our growth, right? We are good with where we are, even if that means we won't accomplish anything great in life. See, many people have become complacent in their walk with God. I really believe that's why we aren't operating in what we are capable of. Because Jesus said that the same works that he has done, and even greater works, we will be able to do. And he said that he has given us authority over all the schemes of the enemy. And so one must ask ourselves, what is keeping us from doing those things? And I think one of the major factors is complacency. It is holding us back. Right? So before time began, God already set out all the things he wanted to give us, all the things he wanted us to accomplish. But most of it is going to require work. Most of it requires discipline. But the sad thing is, a lot of people aren't willing to put in the work. A lot of people are actually quite content in their complacency. They don't care. And that's when it becomes a problem. So, how do we combat complacency? In order to combat complacency, we have to have intentional, aggressive discipline. We have to be intentional because it's not going to just happen on its own. Let me tell you, nothing in life just happens. And so, coming out of complacency is not going to just happen. Therefore, we must be intentional. We have to be aggressive. Why? Because complacency is such a fleshly desire that anything in opposition to it is not trying to go away. It is not trying to stop. And so we have to be aggressive and we have to throw off this behavior. We have to have discipline because it's going to require work and it's going to take time. We have to be able to push ourselves past what we want to do. That is the only way we can grow. If not, then laziness will become our reality. Not just with our walk with God, but with every aspect of our lives. Because complacency will limit you in school. Complacency will limit you in the workforce. Complacency will limit you in relationships with people. So complacency is a silent killer, not just with your walk with God, but in all different areas of your life. So to overcome it, I want to challenge you all to be intentional and aggressive about your discipline.